The appetite for lobsters in China is growing, with the country setting a new record for the value of its imports of these crustaceans from the United States. So, is it true that Chinese food lovers swooped in and saved the lobster industry in the US? What's going on here?
So a recent report by the Associated Press said American lobsters were almost unheard of in most of China until 2010, when the value of imports grew 250%. That's about $7.4 million. Last year, China imported more than $108 million worth, I guess, of lobsters from America, surpassing the previous high of about $90.2 million in 2014. Chinese importers took in more than 14 million pounds of U.S. lobsters from Maine last year, which was also a record. The previous high was about 13.1 million pounds. That's a lot of lobster. Lobster sales in China do not appear to be slowing down in the new year. America exported more than 1.7 million pounds of lobster just, I guess, in the first month of this year. So I guess we're looking, according to Dave Cousins, president of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. He said, we've opened new markets in Asia and they're booming. Everyone's is clicking now, I suppose, because a lot of these lobsters are being bought online. But basically, I guess China's saving the lobster industry in the U.S. in some ways here, and that's a good thing because I love lobster.
I love lobster too, but I wonder why the Chinese people, so many of us, in order to save an industry, you need a lot of input. Why do we love it so much? Why are we so hungry for lobster?
I think in recent years, more and more Chinese people find their love in lobster, like in recently, and it also becomes quite a fashionable way for many Chinese people to celebrate. They can use, they can eat lobster as a way to celebrate Chinese New Year period or family reunion thing. So they wanted to make it fancy, and of course, it's being more and more affordable. So more and more middle class citizens are starting to have this, and even though Ryan has said so many times that Chinese people are saving the lobster industry in America, maybe a reason that the industry need to be saved is because almost 10 years ago, the supply of lobsters surpassed its demands for the because of the enemy of the lobsters are extinct in a way, and then there are more and more lobsters for the fishermen to catch. So we got a lot of lobsters, and they are looking for new buyers. And apparently, Chinese people are buying those lobsters and enjoy the great, great dish.
Yeah, I think one thing you could say for the growth of lobsters that has appeared in China is also probably correlated with the growth of the country's middle class. Like lobsters are kind of a luxury dish, at least that's the way I look at it. It's often very expensive at a restaurant, or at least not the cheapest dish you can order. So I think a growing middle class was something to keep an eye on if the lobster, people buying lobster is growing as well. And so American lobster tends to be less expensive in China than other live seafood as well, such as, I guess, the spiny lobsters and the geoduck clams. I'm not really sure what those are. I haven't tried those. But basically, every time I've gone to a restaurant, lobsters have been one of those more expensive dishes, but not something that is completely unaffordable, especially if you're one of these middle class. So I think the growing middle class, they want lobsters, and so there's a lot of lobsters coming out of Maine, I guess. They've had, I guess, 10 years ago, an excessive surplus of lobster because I guess people were really catching a lot of codfish, which are the natural enemy of the lobsters. So they just had this huge record-breaking output of lobsters. The price dropped to the lowest it's been in 20 years. And so, they were looking for buyers. It was getting to the point where they weren't even making that much money. So all of a sudden, they started exporting and found buyers here in China. And so I think that growing middle class and that growing lobster scene in Maine just seemed to play with each other and, yeah, saved each other.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to see this Well, years ago, first of all, I didn't know lobsters exist. It only existed in comic books for me.
Or under the sea.
Under the sea. Yes, but you don't want to eat Sebastian.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
Yeah, so that used to be the case for me. And then gradually I realized there's actually very simple, convenient channels for you to buy lobster. And that's usually doing it online. And I think that is a really interesting, well, development with technology and also with trade. Like now the international trade environment, arguably things are changing, but it's been made more conducive for people from different countries to get their hands on goods from different countries. And with lobsters, yes, they now have this cachet. Whenever you say, oh, it's lobster from Boston, and then immediately you think of a fancy meal or lobster from Maine. I think, you know, that state is making a name for itself in China. How interesting is that?
It's going to be called the Lobster State.
Yeah, it's possible. Yes. And when it comes to Chinese people eating things to save something, either it's an industry or a ecological disaster, we are the master of it. We can eat a lot of things. When something happened in a pond where one kind of creature is being a king in the pond and destroy the environment for all of the other creatures living there, Chinese people can eat them all and save the world.
Yeah, okay. But there's something else to be realized here, and I think a trend that's happening globally, you know, and that is globalization. Sun Jiwen, a spokesperson for China's Ministry of Commerce, said that exports of goods from the United States to China had risen by an annual average of 11% in the past decade. From 2001 to 2016, U.S. exports of services to China increased 15-fold, guys. At the end of 2016, non-financial investment in the United States by Chinese enterprises amounted to around $50 billion, which provided nearly 100,000 jobs across 44 states. That's thank you guys. 90% of these were very profitable. So it's been a good investment. Between the U.S. and China, we're seeing really positive things, I think, happen. You know, Sino-U.S. trade volume grew by $2.5 billion in 1979 to about $520 billion in 2016. So guys, it's not just lobsters. Okay, lobsters are great, they're delicious, but we're also buying and selling things between each other, and it's creating jobs in each other's countries. And this is something, you know, you're not just saving each other's lobsters industry, but you're also, you know, providing jobs for each other in this kind of international trade environment. And these kind of things, I think that's a good thing. That's a positive thing.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is one naturally forged relationship that I don't think anybody wants to back off from. It's something that we want to forge maybe a closer relationship.
Let's eat lobsters together, guys.
Yeah, we can. But to all the lobster lovers and maybe seafood lovers, I do want to say you should know that there are problems for in this industry. That is, it's possible that some of the imported food are not as well, not up to standard. And it's also possible that if you're buying things from not really good channel, you got wrong quality food and it's not for your health. So pay attention to your lobster.
Yar, matey, that be true. And especially if you watch China Central Television's annual 3.15 quality investigation program, which uncovered abuses by a company, maybe you know them, they're Japanese, Muji, which I guess some of their stuff they had sold came from that nuclear accident center, Fukushima. And so, you know, guys, make sure that when you're even buying things abroad, don't just assume it's going to be always, you know, the highest of the quality. Do your research, be a smart consumer, and you should be just fine no matter what you buy.
Yes, that's some pretty good tips that you guys have offered potential consumers.
Yeah.
Yes, then our WeChat listener Bob the Pilot says, I come from the northeast part of U.S., so just to let you know, Boston lobsters come from Maine. All right, okay.
Yarr,
so
matey.
All our Maine
good to
lobsters.
Know.
Yes, that is good to know. And also, Zhan Shen is asking us a question. And yes, Zhan Shen, lobster, as we're talking about here, is Long Xia. So it's the big dudes, and they're luxurious in certain circumstances.
I do like shrimp, too.
Yes, and Zhan Shen, I know you're talking about Ma Xiao, so that's crawfish.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
far smaller, and it's a different kind of dining experience, but I think both are very delicious.
Very delicious.
You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Yo Hong Lin.